Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine, everyone, for this April 18th, 2023, 10:33 on the clock. You have your host, James, and I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was, kind of low-key. We had soccer here at the beautiful Woodtrust Field, so, yeah. You know, that's super cool to be nice. Playing on that nice facility. And then... Well, Sunday, you know,
yeah.
Everybody's thinking about needing to hunker down.
Yeah.
So I just kind of played along, right? Like, I'm like, okay, it's going to be a lazy day, get a couple things done, then, you know, make some dinner and just chill.
Lean into it a little bit. Yeah.
What the heck?
Well, you need to chill because you've got so much going on in the United Way. You need the break whenever you can get it.
We do have a lot going on, but it's good.
Yeah, it is always a good thing, and it's April is always one of those special months to me with the United Way. Really, from April on to the beginning of fall or so, and even past fall with when we look at some of the events you guys do when it comes to early learning and kids, you know, helping kids get started with the backpack program and everything. But I'm, of course, getting ahead of myself. Let's stick to April and what's coming up this month with you guys.
Well, you know, we're thinking about all of those things, sure. too, for sure. So right now in the month of April, I guess I do want to... I know we did this on the morning show, but, you know, we might be talking to different folks. But I do want to thank Prevail Bank and mm-hmm. Bank Account for our very successful Shred Day event that we had last week.
Yeah.
And that event brought in 4,050 pounds of paper.
That's amazing.
That's a lot. That's how much got shredded.
Paper,
and so what that did is, of course, you know, helping with protecting identities of mm-hmm. individuals, and then also leverage $2,000 for United Way because we get donated $1,000 from Prevail and $1,000 from Bank Account for each pound of paper up to 1,000 pounds. So if you're a business listening, I'm looking for two more sponsors for next year because if we're consistently bringing in 4,000 pounds, let's get all 4,000 pounds sponsored. But that's a side note. But thanks to them for that and everyone who participated, and we just happened to have a gorgeous day. And then I think that helped contribute to that. So what we have going on for the rest of April, today, folks, is tax day.
Yes.
If you've waited until today, today's it.
Yeah.
So, and the reason I say that is because United Way offers a service. We have a partnership with My Free Taxes. United Way as a worldwide system, but specifically in the United States, we have this relationship. And so basically you can go to our website, uwswac.org. You can click on the banner that says My Free Taxes and you can file your taxes for free. If you have not done this yet, I might suggest you don't wait till 11 p.m. because I don't know how overloaded that system will be.
Yeah.
And it will, it'll be available through the full day today. But just it is something to consider. If your household income was less than $72,000, it is free.
Yeah.
If you made, you know, a little bit more than that, it's very cost effective.
Yes.
I mean, you're not going from... From free up to 500, you know, it's very cost effective. So that's something that is offered through today.
I wanted to mention, I'm glad this came up, I wanted to mention it on the morning show and didn't have a chance to shoehorn it in. I did mention that I got my taxes done this weekend. Now, normally, I would get them done maybe a month, maybe 2 months ago. And when that happens, like almost instantly, because I go through myfreetaxes.com and I've done this for about 4 years. I think this is my fourth year doing it. When that happens, usually it's like within a minute or two, I get an email saying, hey, congratulations, it was confirmed.
Success.
that kind of thing. This year, because I waited so long, and even though it wasn't the day before, it was an hour or two before
took
I got
you a little bit,
little dangerous gray area,
little pacing.
Yes, exactly. it felt good to when I got those email, that confirmation. But I wouldn't wait. Obviously, if you have waited already, you can't really go back in time now. But it's something to keep in mind. Next year, this is a service that is offered every year, and a big shout out to the companies that make this happen. It's very appreciated. I can't tell you how much money I've saved using this service.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's get or keep that money in the pockets of people in our community, who need to do that. And honestly, why overspend?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So, and it of course depends upon the degree of complication that you have with your taxes. But I'm just saying, if you have a basic return, couple of W-2s and, you know, a couple of 1099s, it's not a problem at all. So that goes through today. Yeah. Through the rest of the month, so through Friday, April 28th, we are collecting new and gently used children's books. And these will be used for our Great Book Giveaway event. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with Great Book Giveaway, this happens the week after school lets out. And basically what happens is we go out in the community to several different locations in our service area. So there are 9 locations where we go, and members of the community, volunteers, will read to the kids who are in attendance, and then the kids leave with free books.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So the way that we get those books to provide is through this book drive. And we've had, very thankful to everyone who's already dropped off books. But, you know, if you have some books sitting around your house that really no one's using, either your kids or have outgrown or your grandkids, or maybe they've just been there, as long as they're in, you know, good condition, we'd be happy to take those off your hands and get them in the hands of other kids at no charge to them, right? These are completely free events. We've got some cool drawstring bags this year that they can leave the event with their, with their books in. Oh, so that's super cool too. So, and just to give people an idea, the schedule is posted on our website, but we will be in Rudolph, Vesper. We will be at the zoo here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be in Port Edwards, Nakusa. We will be at the library in Adams. We will be at the library in Rome. So, I mean, it's all over the place, designed to be outside events, but we always have a backup plan because they are rain or shine.
Yeah.
That, you know, so if we are, let's just say we're at the Rome Library on June 9th. If it's raining on June 9th, then we'll move it inside the Rome Library. So that's really awesome as well. Now, we want your books. But we also want people who, you know, maybe like reading to kids to join us and volunteer to be a reader. So if you are willing to join us, you can look at the schedule again on our website. But these run from Tuesday, June 6th through Tuesday, June 13th. And if you might have some time, maybe you have a favorite children's book. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, and I think you and I talked about this one time, you're like, I'll read, but I don't have kids' books hanging around. Yeah. You know, so you can just take a book off the table, right? Like just grab a book and read it to the kids. So we're looking for at each location, 3 or 4 adults that are willing to come and read, you know, like kindergarten style. You remember that? You know, where the teacher's like sitting in front reading you the book and everybody's sitting there, captive audience.
Oh, So last year I got to do this for the first time. I went over to the zoo here 5 minutes away and read to some kids. And I honestly was really looking forward to it, but I didn't think too in depth of what it would be like. I go there and it's already all set up. Everything's ready to go. I talked to some of the volunteers there and everything. They volunteer every the lady said that she volunteers every year doing that. And we're very excited. So I'm seeing the kids come in, the parents come in and everything, and I'm getting more and more excited and everything. And at one point, Terry, I felt like I was slowly turning around, like they were going to read to me. Like they were so engaged. They were
cool, isn't it?
And then, because we know having kids and anybody out there listening having kids, you know how these things go. You read to kids and how much are they paying attention or anything like that, especially we're outside, we're at a zoo.
There's lemurs.
Yeah, there's lemurs. I mean it's understandable. They were all locked in. They were all engaged. They couldn't have been cooler and better in audience or anything like that for this. It's honestly, I don't know if it sounds silly or not, it's one of the greatest things I've been a part of in this town. Like, it was so awesome. It was so much fun. I can't encourage people enough to be a part of this if you can.
And yeah, bring your kids, bring your grandkids. We'll, again, take volunteer readers. Last year, we had almost 500 kids attend these, you know, these different events. And I will tell you that we have Miss Wisconsin Rapids Outstanding Teen, Ruby Marty, is going to be reading at many of these events. So, so that's cool. And something even more outstanding is that she is taking it upon herself to really promote and push the book drive.
Yes,
so, you know, so that's cool too. It's a win-win event. And the idea is making sure that kids have books at home. Books are expensive.
Yes.
And, you know, and some people have some, or maybe they've read the ones that they have. I don't know, you know, 100. Well, you know, kids memorize books, right? Like, especially the littles. Mm-hmm. But for them to have a chance to get their hands on some new books or different books. I think that's fun.
I think that's one of the biggest parts of this. When we first started talking about it, my focus went to kids that didn't have hardly any books or one or two, because that's what I grew up with, and I was projecting. The more I got around these kids and the more I saw the event and everything, that's a big part of it, certainly. It's also, there's plenty of families out there that have good amount of books, but maybe they've read them a billion times or whatever, and getting some new books in there, because that's going to also promote reading. Kids get bored easy, and if they're not reading, if there's no books, new books around them, they may not read as consistently.
Well, and a lot of our local elementary schools are really good about having some kind of summer reading program, you know, so when they leave, they have a goal, right? And whatever that goal is, and some schools do it where they set their own goal, some schools have a bold goal, however it gets done at each location. But if this is something that we can do to help, you know, support kids and keep reading fun and keep them engaged. And we've had opportunities. Our Women United group of United Way has had the opportunity to help fund some of the summer reading programs. You know, and sometimes it's as simple as the schools say, you know what? We have books. Like, we can use books out of our library that kids can check out for the summer if they're books that interest them. But we have no way for them to transport the books, and we want to make sure we get the books back. You know, so Women United has even helped to fund, like, book bags. So, you know, when you're done reading that school book, it goes back in the bag because I have to return it, or whatever the case would be. But it has just been so fun over the years to do this and see the excitement and the joy on children and adults alike.
It's a great event, and you still got time to be up to contribute to it. If you have gently used books, you want to drop them off. Are there certain books we're looking for more than others, Terry? The baby born books?
So baby board books, and then also like easy readers. So we're thinking about, you know, like that kindergarten age. But really, we would take any books that an elementary age, so age 11 and under, you know, might be interested in reading. And so some kids, you know, might be in third grade, very advanced in their reading, and are reading chapter books, you know, big chapter books. We just want to make sure that the content is appropriate, right? Yeah. So like, you can't drop off your Harlequin romance novels with us. Yes, now, I'm not saying there might be plenty of grandmas and grandpas that bring the kids that want to read those, but that's just not what we're taking.
Right.
And a big part of it is we don't have the capacity to store them.
Yeah.
And that's the other reason we wait and do this in April, because I've heard people say, oh, you know, they'll call us in October. I've got, you know, five bins of books, and it's like, we want to take them so bad, but we just don't have a place for them. So we very politely ask people to hold them for us till now. And then, we go through them all, get them ready for June, and out they go.
You can see exactly what Tara's talking about, that you guys don't have a whole lot of space, because you'll drop these books off over at the United Way. You can drop them off at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You stop by the United Way offices, drop the books off, say hi and thank you, get that in as well. You can find out more, of course, at uwswac.org, their website. Be sure to bookmark that, uwswac.org. We will take a quick minute break, come back, and have some more conversation with our friends from the United Way of South Wind and Adams Counties on WFHR. Welcome back to the Morning Magazine here at WFHR. 10:47 on the clock. We're sitting back with CEO of your United Way of South Wind and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. Terry, I noticed this the other day, and I saw an article about it, and I just thought it was really cool that the United Way has opened a parenting tip service here in Wood County.
Yeah, so it's actually United Way Wisconsin has rolled this out, so it's available in the whole state. And what it is it's called Bright by Text. Mm-hmm. And so this is an opportunity where you could sign up to receive age appropriate. And when I say age appropriate, I mean like specific to the month. So when you sign up, you put in the birth date of your children, and then you will get development and learning tips and those kinds of things for the very specific age of your children. So you might have a 6-year-old and a 2-year, 3-month-old, and you're going to get obviously different information for each of those. And so it is a opportunity where information can be pushed to you, and often there is a link. So it comes, again, like I said, through text. It's called Bright by Text. And there would be a link. So if you're interested in whatever they, whatever the topic is, if you're interested in learning more, you would hit the link. If you're not, then you just, move on till the next opportunity. What's really cool about this is that we have the ability as local United Ways to also push out local information and content. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, you know, this is very, this it just rolled out very recently. And so we need to, you know, our goal is to get people to sign up, right? Yeah, because that's the only way that we can get to people is if they actually sign up. So we get people to sign up, and then we could push out things like we were just talking about, the Great Book Giveaway. So we could say, you know, hey, bring your kids free books, and then there could be a link, and they could click on it and see where the events are. So we have the capacity to push out local messaging in addition to the, you know, what's being sent out as far as parent learning content through Bright by Text. So if you are interested, and you could receive this, I mean, anyone can receive this, right? Yes. Maybe you're grandma, grandpa, and you take care of your, you know, your grandchildren, you could get it for them as well. You maybe you're a care provider of some sort, and you're looking for different avenues of learning. So you can sign up, and what you need to do to sign up is actually just call United Way, and that you just call 715-421-0390 and ask for Ben, and Ben will get you Ben will get you signed up, and then we'll, you know, move you through the process of getting these. And of course, like with anything, you can opt out, right? Like, you know, if you've done it for a little bit and then you're like, this doesn't really meet my need, you can opt out of it. It's not a lifetime commitment. Mm-hmm. You might get it and fall in love with it and find that the tips are really good. And sometimes, you know, it helps to feel like we have someone in our corner.
Yes.
Parenting is hard.
Yes.
You know, so someone's going to say, hey, here's, you know, here's behavioral things that you could be watching for. Here's developmental things that, you know, or that kind of thing, different milestones and benchmarks. And sometimes it doesn't mean, I mean, of course, not all children develop at the same time or at the same pace. But sometimes it can put up a red flag for us that we might consult then with our pediatrician, mm-hmm. or we might consult with someone at school. You know, maybe it's something with speech or something in that regard. It could be any number of things. But I think sometimes we need that reinforcement that it's just of the trigger to say, hey, maybe we should check this out. Or, oh, yeah, my kid does that. Oh, yeah, my kid does that. You know what I mean? And so I think it's just any positive reinforcement that we can get as parents from a credible, trusted, reliable source is really important.
I think I think of the times that I asked my mom or dad something, and it wasn't so much to get advice as it was to confirm I was doing something right, and kind of had that checks and balances almost in everything of the people that you respect. And that with this, it's that on a personal but intrusive
of,
way.
Yeah, and kind like of unbiased, right? Yes, like it's just like coming to you no matter what. Just,
you know, and I'm so glad you mentioned it the way that you do about the support part of this. I don't think it's so much. I mean, it certainly is there. Hey, I don't know what to do here in this situation. It can help with that. But I think just sometimes it's just nice to confirm what you already know and like, okay, I am doing this right. All right.
Well, yeah,
or something like that.
Or you said your go-to is your parents. Yeah. Same with me. You know, very fortunate. But not everyone is as lucky as we are to have that, you know, where you can go to them. So I just think it's another tool to have in your toolbox. And we would, you know, encourage people to engage in that way and jump on if it's something that's meaningful for you. And if you have, you know, elementary age or younger children in your life that you feel like this could be impactful.
It's another one. And again, if you want to register, if you want to sign up for this, I encourage you to give the United Way a call and sign up.
Just connect with Ben.
I wanted to mention this too, because we are right around the corner of the Alice Report coming out. Terry, let's touch on that a little bit.
Yes. So the Alice Report is commissioned by United Way of Wisconsin. And what Alice stands for, it of course is an acronym, because that's the world we live in, right?
Everything's acronym.
So what Alice stands for, and I think what's important is it's trying to put a face to a segment of every community.
Yeah.
And so Alice means asset limited, income constrained, employed. So you've maybe heard this talked about as underemployed in the community. Mm-hmm. It's individuals, households, families that maybe aren't making enough to make ends meet, or they're just barely have enough income to make ends meet. Yeah. But it leaves them one crisis away from some sort of financial disaster, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you think about this, if you have no money in savings, you have no emergency fund because you literally are just making what you need to get by. When the car breaks down, there's a trade-off, right? Because the only way I can get to work, and remember, this population is working. Mm-hmm. Asset limited, income constrained, employed. Mm-hmm. So my car breaks down, I have to fix the car or I can't get to work.
Right.
But the money to fix the car has to come from somewhere. So where does it come from? Does it come from my rent or house payment? Does it come from my utilities? Does it come, you know, does it come out of the food budget? Where does it come from?
Yeah.
And so these are struggles that members of our community face. And to give some perspective about that, in the last iteration of the Alice Report, and we have done this now, it's a 2-year report, and we've done this 3 times. So we've had this report for 6 years, and now we have a new iteration of it coming out on Wednesday, April 26th.
Okay.
And so that's when the new report comes out. But with the existing report, we have in Wood County, 10% of our households are under the federal poverty guideline.
Wow.
The federal poverty guideline is, I'm just, you know, being honest and blunt, is a terrible number because it is so low and it is not properly adjusted.
Yeah.
So that's part of what prompted this report as well, because it's not fair to say, well, you have this many under the, you know, the community has this many folks who are under the federal poverty guideline. Mm-hmm. Well, that number is so outdated, it's not even fair to do that. And so the Alice Report creates what is called a survival budget.
Mm-hmm.
And that is taking into consideration factors in our community. How much is rent? How much is childcare? How much is food, transportation, technology, mm-hmm. all of those things. And it's different in Wood County than it is in Milwaukee or Madison or Green Bay, right? So it's by county and even breaks down as far as townships.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just speaking, you know, broadly of the county. But so this is the number of households that fall underneath that survival threshold. And so for us, that's an additional 22%. So what that means is 32% of the households in Wood County are at or below the survival budget.
That's staggering.
Yeah. And many people do just fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the families that United Way and individuals, it's not just families. We also will support individuals. But those are the families that United Way dollars are impacting. And that's where we're directing our impact, is for those who are on the brink, right? On the verge, doing fine, but crisis awaits, or maybe not doing fine. You know, there's also that perpetual, like, you're doing okay, but you can never get ahead.
Yeah.
You know, the in the wheel.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm very familiar with it.
You know what I mean? So it's that also, though. So you think about that. A hand up from someone.
Yep.
Maybe, and sometimes it's literally moral support.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not even dollars.
Yep.
Right? Like, it's somebody to say, you're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doing what you need to do. Keep doing it. You know, here's how you can help support your kids. Here's how you can. So there's that piece of it, having a cheerleader. You know, there's that piece of it. But then there's also the piece of it where there are financial supports in place to really, really make sure that people are successful. So 32%. So, you know, let's really think about that. That's 1 in 3.
Yep. That's a staggering number.
That's the reality, right? And so I ask people to, you know, if you fall in that threshold, and, you know, so be it, right?
Yeah.
Be thinking it, reach out for help when you need help.
Yeah.
We have 211. We have lots of different ways. You know, we have many programs in the community that we support. So you know, reach out for help when help is needed. But then also, if you're not the 1 of 3, you're the 2 of 3. Mm-hmm. Think about what your role is in the community.
Yeah.
To help. And I of course I'm not naive enough to think that that's only United Way.
No.
I mean, I would encourage people to really, you know, at least check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, what is your role as a community member? And again, that means something different for everyone.
Yeah.
For some, for many, it means making a donation somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It also means giving time. Volunteering, helping out. And it also, I mean, it just can mean a number of things. And I would encourage you to check that out and engage with us and be watching for the new report coming out. You know, we'll start probably doing some community presentations mid-May-ish.
Okay.
You know, once we have the report and we can really read it and absorb it and see what it is. And our next, for sure, our May Morning Magazine, you know, this slot will be all about Alice. And really the compare and contrast and what happened during COVID.
Right.
As it pertains to this.
Yeah, that's another big reason why I'm really interested in these numbers we get in May. I think of caregivers often when we talk about the Alice Report, Terry, because there's so many people out there that are caregivers and have no idea they're caregivers. They're just taking care of a family member. That's just what you do. But you're actually, you are a caregiver. There are a lot of people that discover they're on this report by reading the report.
Oh, sure.
Like, they don't even understand that they're, they understand they're struggling, but not that there may be help available or that they, it's okay to ask for help, especially us here in the Midwest, being an iron lung and like, oh, I got it. I'm all right. Well,
absolutely.
I got this.
Absolutely.
Like, we don't ask for help. We don't lean on each other enough. And that's, it's okay to. You would want somebody to lean on you. You would want somebody to reach out to you if they needed help. It's no different for you. It's okay. It's all right. It's part of human nature. And if you need another reason to, you are going to be, you will have a chance to be there for somebody someday. You will have a chance to pay this forward, or maybe you already have. So,
and most often, I think that has happened.
Yes.
They already have. And the idea of the report is not necessarily to label.
No.
Right? The
no,
idea
no.
of the report, though, is, but it is to put a real face
yeah.
to this, because society in general is good at, it's not my problem.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's not what we experience here. Mm-hmm. And that's a Midwestern thing, of course.
Yes, yes.
But especially in a small rural town like ours, yeah. That's not what we see. We
right.
see lots of arms embracing a lot of people. And you know, we're very encouraged by that.
Terry, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of the things we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Yep, get a hold of us at 715-421-0390. Give us a call. We can happy to answer any questions, or you can also find our emails on the website. If, you know, sometimes people prefer to just zip a message over, that's yeah. fine too.
UWSWAC.org, that is the website to bookmark, save it in there, and you can keep up to date on all the great things going on with the United Way. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Always good to see you.
Good to see you.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow. And Terry's going to be joining us on Fridays.
No, not this week.
Oh, not this week. Oh, that's right. It's your week off. You poor thing.
It's my week off.
On your week off, you still had to see me. You poor darn.
Well, you know.
That's a shame. That's thanks. Good to see you, Terry. Thank you,
you
for the time. More Morning Magazine tomorrow for you right here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.